Warning, this podcast contains highbrow humour.
Nah, it's actually full of dick and fart jokes.
In a world where a pandemic has kept everyone inside, three friends would make a podcast. This is their story. Movies, TV, other stuff. Welcome to the Uncredited Extras.
Well, we're back. Episode 3 is Season 2 of the Uncredited Extras, is what you are listening to in your listening ears. Well, what have we got in store for you this episode? It's all fun and games here. Welcome to all of our returning listeners. We know you're a small but dedicated bunch. We thank you very much for coming back to listen to our drivel. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard the ship we like to call the Friendship. My name is Owen. I will be your co-pilot for today, but let us introduce you to our more interesting co-pilots. Sitting with me as always, asked him this question: when was the last time you vomited? And that was finding out what it meant to be crystal skulled. It is, of course, Hayden.
Hello, hello friends, hello everyone. I'm excited. I've had my tequila. I've written notes, and I'm notoriously shit for that.
Yeah, you don't normally write notes.
I know. I'm very prepared, and I'm very excited. You know what? And it's good to see you guys. Good times.
Swinging back around to your intro, because we did talk about getting crystal skulled was a sex position or not. I did actually look it up. I'm not sure you want to know what it involves. It does involve eye sockets, and I'll leave it at that.
Really, I would have thought it involved meth, like you know.
It could also involve that as well, but that was as far as I was willing to go.
All right, I might have to have a Google on my own time.
And speaking of which, my other co-pilot today, asking him the question: what is his greatest fear? It is, of course, getting crystal skulled. It is, of course, the famous Doc.
Hello, hello.
Oh, always a man of few words. There's always nice big old gaps when we sort of waiting for Doc to say a little bit extra than two words. Then I realise that he's not going to do it. How are you, mate? What's going on?
Keeping busy with...
Can you please add more detail?
The holiday season. I was running around after kids. We had the whole Santa present thing and then catching up with family for Boxing Day party, and New Year's Eve was surprisingly quiet, though. It was pretty much just at home, keeping an eye on the kids, and I think midnight ticked over while I was settling down Rudiger for about the third time for the night, so it was very uneventful for us.
Sounds like fun. Normally you go off your tits on New Year's.
Oh, I do. Yeah, absolutely. This is extremely like...
I don't think anyone...
Last year I was, you know, streaking through the streets of Melbourne. Yeah, you might have seen me on ABC's live coverage, but this year stayed at home.
Yeah, he was the bloke swinging the sword around his head saying, "I'm the last Highlander."
Because I've seen it now.
Oh, dear. If you're regular listeners, you will know about the drinking game. If you are not a regular listener, let us introduce you to the words you need to be listening out for the drinking game. If you hear the words quintessential, tangent, alienate or alienated, or the phrase touching on or touch on, please feel free to have a drink. We've actually all got a drink, I'd noticed. Hayden's been on the tequilas. I have been starting on just before we started recording. I was drinking a nice Australian rye whiskey called The Gospel. Very tasty. Doc, what are you on?
Gentleman Jack.
Good drop. I think you've had that before.
I have.
We won't linger too long on to that. Let's go straight into the passion project, which is the upcoming Making a Movie.
Yes.
So far, Now, this has spawned out of the new segment, Doc's Tubi Title Challenge. And I think we've all sort of decided as we go along that the fake titles we're going to put into a pool at the end of the season, and listeners get to decide which one they would like to see us make. So far we've got Leper Clown. I'm not going to say Leper Clown 3 because the other two don't exist, so we'll keep it at Leper Clown. I do want to do three.
I've thought a lot about this. I've become quite passionate about this. I think we skip straight to 3, and we have a bunch of shit from 1 and 2 that we reference in the third one, but that the audience doesn't know about. That makes a good shitty film.
I like that.
The audience has got to vote it in first, that's the thing.
I reckon they will. I'm confident. Cleo will.
The other one, which I know you were passionate about title-wise, was The Horrorist.
Oh, I was pretty happy with that. Although, I will say I'm a bit more excited about today's challenge. But The Horrorist is a great title. Leper Clown 3 has so much more promise as a whole to be way shitter.
Especially if we're skipping the first two movies out of trilogy.
Yeah, and writing stuff that I reference in the first two, but that didn't actually happen.
Okay, so for new listeners and regulars alike, we still haven't set anything up for this. So I think the plan will be once we get all of the titles out of the way, we'll bunch them all together. You'll get to choose which one you want to see us make. Then we'll have a look at maybe getting a Kickstarter or a Patreon or something going like that, which if you so desire, you can donate to. And we'll have a look at what sort of tiers get you what. So we're talking about top tiers getting lines in the movies. There was talk of people that donate a certain amount get to write a line, that sort of thing. And there was the joke that we wouldn't have to write it at all and it would be written for us. But that...
what a challenge. That
would involve numerous amount of people donating. So yeah, that might be a bit optimistic at this point in time. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I was going to say, I'm so excited for this. I'm so keen. I've thought so much about it. Not specifically Leper Clown 3, but just the idea of writing a film. I had a mate ask me the other week, actually. He said, let's think of, for the new year, let's think of three things that we want to accomplish over the next year, 5 years and 10 years. And the first thing I thought of was writing a movie script. And, you know, I thought, like, that just hit me out of nowhere. And wasn't ready for it and thought, you know, sort of meditated on it for a bit and decided that, okay, yeah, instinctively deep down somewhere, I really want to do a movie. And I reckon this is the best avenue to make that happen.
Excellent. Doc, did you have any thoughts on that before we move on to what is next in the episode?
Just really excited to see what other ideas Hayden's going to pitch along the way. First two have been really good. So I think our listeners are going to have their work cut out for them choosing just one to go with.
Well, we haven't thought of the possibility that there's only going to be like a single-digit figure of people voting and they're all going to vote something different. So we'll end up, we'll have to make one of each.
We make a box set, right? Surely.
The Uncredited Extras box set featuring Leprechaun 3, The Horrorist, and whatever else comes along.
Oh, I'm so keen.
Oh, my goodness. This could go very interestingly. Let's keep it ticking along, gentlemen. Let's move on to straight away, we're going to move into Hayden Watches the Dick Shark Movie Challenge. So no longer The Room. If you missed an episode, Hayden is no longer watching The Room. It's going to be an event for the end of this season. Finally, Hayden will watch The Room. So we had to pick a movie that he would have to watch instead of The Room, or try to avoid watching, should I say. And that movie is Dick Shark. If you're not familiar with it, please look it up. So those of you who are new listeners and are not familiar with this challenge, Hayden is trying to avoid watching the film Dick Shark. And in order to do that, he has to watch other terrible films, which are nominated by myself and Doc. Now, this episode, Hayden had to watch both of The Hottie and the Naughty, starring Paris Hilton, and Doc's choice was Wild Mountain Time. Hayden, did you watch both of these films?
So I thought going into this challenge that this these two particular films, I did say in the last episode, this seemed to be the easiest so far.
You haven't answered the question yet.
I did not watch them.
Oh!
I was leading to that. I was getting up to that. I thought this was going to be the easiest challenge to date, because I did look them up as you pitched them to me. You told me about them. And they didn't look too bad. I'm like, surely this can't be that bad. I don't really have a massive reason. I just chose to watch a lot of other movies instead. I tried to cram in a bunch before New Year's. I went to the movies a couple of times. I actually used the downtime I had for other movies. So I have not watched them.
Well, that's a shame. So now begs the question, Doc. So obviously, failing the challenge, Hayden now has to watch Dick Shark as his next film. Do we force him to also watch the two films he was meant to watch? Because I think you're pretty keen on him watching Wild Mountain Time.
I am, actually. Yeah, yeah. I think it's a must.
Fuck.
Hayden, what say you?
It's not my decision. No, it's up to you two.
All right. Well, we need to think of a film that... well, let's circle back. Last episode, you said you would much rather not watch The Human Centipede. So we are going to honour that request. What do you think, Doc? Or would you rather... Did you have something else in mind? Or would you rather pick something else truly horrible?
Well, there was another movie that came to my attention today.
Mm.
Now, to be honest, I don't know how bad it falls on the scale of bad films. I don't. You guys might not have heard of it. You might have. It's called You're the Hunter from the Future.
Going to have to look this up now because I'm not familiar with it.
I am not familiar either.
Now, I had not heard of this film until today, and I watched the trailer for it. It looks pretty horrendous. Came out in 1983.
Those old ones are always pretty shit.
And it's a foreign one too, isn't it?
Oh, it's Yor as in Y-O, but that's his name.
Y-O-R, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Il Mondo di Yor, original title.
It's got a whopping 14%.
Apologies if my pronunciation is not very good.
I'm glad it has no one in it I'm familiar with.
I can see it's got an amazing IMDb score of 4.3 out of 10, so...
That's pretty high.
Okay, I have to be able to find this movie as well. I'm happy to pay $5 or whatever it is.
Look, in my quick investigation today, I think it's already up on YouTube. I couldn't tell you, though, if it's a one you have to pay for. But I believe it is in circulation.
What is it with you and Turkish films?
You know, I can't even tell you exactly how this came up in my search of things today.
Yeah, what rabbit hole were you going down where you entered on your The Hunter from the Future?
You know what it was probably to do with? I was probably looking up things to do with The Last Starfighter. Mm. And that's all I'm going to say on that for now.
There is no way these are related. I don't know how you got to there from The Last Starfighter. But sure as shit wasn't to your The Hunter from the Future. I mean, it looks... I'm watching like a little bit of the trailer. It looks like a really, really shitty... You know the start of Space Odyssey with the monkeys? Mm-hmm. Looks like a really shitty version of that. Or a really, really shitty Planet of the Apes.
Or a combination of both shitty versions of it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, I'd rather watch that than Human Centipede, but...
Well, that was the next question, right? Is that something you would rather watch than Human Centipede? Because... you've described before that you would be loath to watch something just for the sheer shock value of it.
That is true.
Which Human Centipede falls under. And look, I can tell you right now, I've got no desire to watch that film either. Shall we circle back to later in the episode and make a decision?
I think you guys should have some time to digest it. I definitely did seem pretty keen to watch Dick Shark.
You did.
So
you really did.
I do feel that something like... Look, Yor doesn't look that bad. I reckon I need to be pretty driven to not watch. Maybe Yor can be the next film that you challenge me to watch so that I don't watch Centipede. Food for thought.
That's a good idea. Well, I think we'll We'll digest it in this episode, and we'll, before we close it out, we'll make a decision. How does that sound?
Sounds pretty great.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, I was kind of half prepared for this because we were discussing in the last episode that you were quite curious about Dick Shark, and I think once you actually watch it, you're going to regret your decision, very much so.
How much did you sit through, Owen?
The trailer.
So I've still seen more than, yeah.
Well, as I said last episode, I watched, I reckon I watched two trailers, and I thought, no, this movie's too harsh to give to him. And then as I sat and thought about it, I thought, no, that's the whole reason why the challenge exists, because it's too harsh to watch.
Yeah, you've got to torch me, because I talk big, I give a lot of shit, you know, I need to cop it back.
Well, in saying that, you realise you're going to be watching the full director's cut of the film, which is like nearly 3 hours.
Yes, sir.
As opposed to the normal release, which is like 90 minutes or so.
Yes, sir. I may even get drunk for it.
Which is a... Should we put a clamp on... Should we put an alcohol ban on that?
Because you've got to be able to remember the film.
Yeah. 3 hours is a long time for a dialogue-heavy movie about a guy who gets penis enlargement cream to make his dick turn into a shark.
Okay, but wouldn't me getting a bit drunk and taking notes be, I mean, pretty good content? I'd want to hear what my boozy review was of Dick Shark.
Maybe we'll put a cap on it.
Yeah. Okay, what's the cap? Give me a limit.
Great question. What's your normal, what's your threshold?
Oh, gee, I can handle it. I can down them.
That's my concern.
Okay. I reckon I could handle 5 tequila shots over 3 hours.
So you're going, is that going to be your drink of choice?
I'll say 3 tequila shots and like 2 sort of ciders. So a sipper and a shot, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Shot in a chaser.
Yeah.
I feel like we need a please drink responsibly caption here.
Well, considering I'm probably going to do them all in the first 10 minutes, please drink responsibly. Do not.
Yeah, don't do that, because then you have the possibility to black out.
No, I've never blacked out. We'll not black out. We'll remember.
There's a first for everything.
We'll remember the whole thing.
All right. Well, we'll circle back and we'll figure out what replaces Dick Shark. So. Sorry, listeners, I thought that was going to get a bit more longevity, but Dick Shark, very short term in the movie challenge.
Fun and exciting. We like the unexpected.
I actually look forward to A, watching this, and B, your review. I'm 100% sold that you're going to regret this decision, most definitely.
Well, I'm going into it, and I don't feel as disgusted as either of you two do. So if I have some glimmer of hope, or like it's just down from here, really.
Remember, Doc saw the first 15 minutes and he wasn't sold in it.
I do have to ask, is there any sort of penalty involved if he stops watching it at any point?
Yeah, he has to watch the rest of it.
And then rewatch it.
You have to start from the beginning.
I will power through like a trooper.
No, I believe he will honour it. So
yeah,
we're all on the honour system here. I believe he will. So we'll circle back towards the end of the episode and get a new movie to replace Dick Shark. All right, moving on. We're going to films Doc hasn't seen. So for those new listening, we set a challenge for Doc every episode. We nominate a film that he has to watch that Hayden deems quintessential viewing. Drink, everyone. That is decided by a cheap-ass $8 bingo set. And if he does not watch it by the next episode, he has a couple of movies that Hayden can spoil the ending of that Doc wants to see but hasn't seen. I hope that made sense. That was very long-winded. So... last episode, Doc was nominated to watch The Last Starfighter, which was mentioned earlier. If he did not watch it, Hayden could spoil the ending of one of three movies, Jaws, Casino Royale, starring Daniel Craig, and Citizen Kane. So, here begs the question. Doc, did you watch The Last Starfighter?
I did.
Good man! Yay. I'm so excited!
All right, review, please.
Okay, before I continue, just this is a bit impromptu and a bit different. Quick review scores from both of you, like out of 10, what would you give it?
I don't like this at all.
You don't like going off script?
Not so much off script, I just don't like how he started it.
Yeah, that's Hayden? Not promising.
That's no, it's not, is
no.
it?
No. Like, personally, and obviously you got to factor in the nostalgia value. You know, I watched it growing up. I watched it as a kid. I don't know. I haven't watched it for a while, so I don't know how badly or well it's aged. I'd put it like a 7.5 to 8, maybe 7.5, I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, everything that Hayden said, but 7.
Okay.
Where is this going?
Yes.
I was just curious before I revealed things. So
before you unleash hell, please can you not reveal yourself to the listeners? I don't think they would like that.
As soon as you said that, my mind started going, oh, he fucking hates it. He's going to tell us how dated it is and how bullshit everything is.
So if you remember... When this title came up, I said to you guys, I thought I had a memory of seeing it, but I couldn't remember for certain if I'd seen it.
Yep.
Yes.
I now know why that is.
Uh-oh.
This movie is so incredibly forgettable.
Oh.
Don't like that.
Even factoring in the nostalgia, which I tried so hard to do, It did nothing for me. I got to the end of it and I was kind of like, I don't get it. Like, I mean, I followed the story and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel anything for it. Maybe because I was on such a high from Willow a couple of weeks back, which ticked so many boxes.
Yeah.
To then come to this. And I really wanted to like it because I've heard so many good things about it over the years. People have talked about it. I know there's games. There's even a musical, I found out.
Wow.
I didn't even know that.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. But yeah, the only redeeming thing I found with it was the score.
Mm.
But even then, the score to me felt like they locked the composer in a room and piped in John Williams, Star Wars music and Indiana Jones music and said, make something like this as close as you can without breaching copyright.
Right. Okay, I can't remember the score at all, so I'm going to take your word for it.
It was... I can appreciate the effects for the time were probably quite good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not judging it or anything on that because both you guys know and listen, I'm a huge fan of practical effects and early CG stuff, and I don't think really any film's merit should hang on how good its effects are. I think it's more about the storytelling and performances and all that sort of stuff. But there was no... it was missing heart. Like with, for example, like with Willow, there was always that sense of danger and even in sort of the scenes at the end, you're always unsure. I mean, in your heart, you know, good's going to come out on top, but you're still sort of wondering. Starfighter didn't have that. There was kind of this evil force, but you didn't really see any demonstration of their power or anything that sort of made me feel any urgency one way or another about the outcome of the film.
Mm.
So I tried. I really wanted to like it.
That's all we well, all I know I want, but I'm you know I'm sure everyone wants to. I just want you to watch them. You don't have to have liked them,
because it's all subjective.
It is entirely subjective. We might have to start adding
subjective. Even though you're wrong, it's subjective.
We might have to start adding subjective to the drink. To the drink game. But
I got pulled up. Another shout out to Glenn from Good Movie Monday when I said it's all subjective, but fuck you all in the face.
Look, yeah, it is. You don't have to have liked them. I mean, it's definitely not Belfast, but a lot of the stuff on the list is referenced heavily in other pop cultures. You know, there's stuff referenced in Rick and Morty, for which Doc is currently wearing the shirt of. So to be able to understand a lot of those references, it helps, definitely helps to have seen. To like them will make me appreciate you more. But ultimately, just seeing them, you know, it's like me watching, watching Avatar 2. Like, I knew I wasn't going to like it, but to have seen it so I can talk about it, I can understand it, that's half of the benefit. The other half is, you know, maybe you'll like stuff along the way, like Willow.
And maybe it was unfair to pair it right behind Willow as well.
Well, look, I thought that, and I'm going to set myself a challenge that you guys can hold me to. I want to rewatch this again in 12 months' time.
Mm. Okay.
And see how I feel about it then, when it's complete, because I'll probably have forgotten it all again by then anyway. Fresh set of eyes, not coming off the back of watching something like Willow,
mm-hmm.
and see how I feel about it then.
Well, good luck me remembering that, because I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. So. It's lucky all this is recorded.
If I set a reminder in my phone, I'll remember. That's it. I'm cooked. Maybe we'll make it like a New Year's Eve thing for you.
Could be something like that. Yeah, but I'm happy to give it another look over. But as it stands currently, I gave it a 5 out of 10 Bush Rangers.
Pew-pew! Ping-ping!
That's one pew.
That's just one pew. You had one bullet, that's it.
Pew! All right, so Jaws, Casino Royale, and Citizen Kane are safe. All right, well, you've watched that, so that means we get to pick a new movie! Yay! Out comes the cheap bingo sets. Round and round we go. Thrilling for our listeners at home.
To hear the balls jingle.
And that's not even the bingo set. 15 is allocated today to... Doc, have you seen 1982's The Thing?
Oh, fuck.
No, I haven't.
We have it.
Just drink.
I had a feeling when I read it, I thought, I bet you he hasn't, because that is a horror film. He did describe in episode 1 that he's not a massive fan of horror films.
It
but
is.
But you mentioned practical effects.
Quintessential.
Mm-hmm. Quintessential drink.
Just drink. Sorry, I'm so excited. I fucking love The Thing. And the original, not the new one.
Not the remake.
Mm-mm.
Now, that was Kurt Russell?
It is Kurt Russell.
It's amazing, dude. You're in for such a treat.
We said that about Last Starfighter, and look what he gave us.
Oh, but that's his fault. Because I said that about Mortal Kombat, and he fucked me over on that.
Look at you. You got to watch The Room and Dick Shark. Lucky you.
Oh, I'm excited for Dick Shark. I'm ready.
All right. I don't know why. I really don't.
I don't know either. Okay, so...
We got to choose. I'm going to do 2 movies, not 3. I think 3. I decided today 3 is too much, so we'll do 2 movies that you can spoil if he doesn't watch it. Is that cool with you?
I am fine with that.
All right. Yeah. And the balls go round. Oh, that almost fell out.
Oh, keep him back in.
Tuck it back in the undies. Number 90 is allocated today to Dr. Sleep.
Okay, yep.
Part of Doc's want to watch but never have seen list. The next one is number 9. Today is allocated to Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. So the challenge is set. Doc needs to watch the original The Thing by the next episode. Otherwise, Hayden gets to spoil the ending of either Dr. Sleep or Monty Python's The Meaning of life. What do you think about that, Hayden?
Oh, I don't know anymore. He didn't like Last Starfighter, and that's just that's jarred me a little bit. I last week would have said if he'd got the thing, 100% will absolutely love it. But I don't know anymore. What's going on with the world?
And what about you, Doc? Are you a bit concerned you're not going to get this under the belt in time?
I am, because new year, a lot of new stuff in the pipeline. But no, look, I'm looking forward to watching it. These sort of 80s films brings back a lot of memories and nostalgia. So yeah, it'll be good to look forward to checking it out.
Excellent, excellent. And I think I have a feeling, if you don't watch it, I think I know which one Hayden's going to choose, because out of the two, he's going to go, oh, Doc's definitely going to be wanting to watch that more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Does it start with M and end with Auntie Python?
No, it does not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, starts with his namesake. Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel spoiling that isn't going to be as bad, because, you know, it's sort of, you know, silly comedy. Ruining something that is a bit more powerful, because I watched Doctor Sleep, it's fucking amazing, really stands up. And have you seen The Shining, Doc?
I have, yeah. Watched it a few years ago now, but yeah.
Yeah, so if you've, I mean, obviously you have to have seen The Shining to watch it. It is not super standalone from that, on its own, but having seen that, ruining the ending for Doctor Sleep will be a bit tastier for me than Monty Python.
Hayden's all about the taste.
Yeah, and, you know, the slurp.
All right, moving on. Now it's time to move on to my segment, Blockbuster Then the Mockbuster. So, last episode I chose a very inappropriate word of blockbuster for Monster Hunter. I moved on to something that's a few years old now. It is Alien Covenant. So I hadn't actually seen Alien Covenant. Prometheus was the last in the Alien saga that I had seen, and I was pretty underwhelmed by Prometheus, as I think a lot of people were. Doc, are you a fan of the Alien franchise by chance?
The original ones, yeah. Like you, I was really disappointed with Prometheus. I didn't get into the whole AVP series that they tried to sort of branch off with either. The original three, I don't include the fourth one, but yeah.
No, fair enough. So Alien Covenant was the one I watched, and does anyone want to hazard a guess as to what the mockbuster title is called? You're going to have to overthink it a little bit, not like last time.
Alien Coven?
On the right track.
The Alien Covenant?
No, Hayden was warmer.
Oh, no, it's dead air. I've got nothing.
Neither.
Alien Convergence.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it sounds shitty.
And you're about to find out how shitty it was. Moving into Alien Covenant first. So my nutshell review was diabolically predictable.
Oh, did you think it was worse than Prometheus or on par?
Oh, well, look, it was pretty close to par, I think. I haven't seen Prometheus in a while. Mm-hmm. I felt it tried to incorporate a bit more alien content in it than what Prometheus did, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So it had a bit of elements of both.
Yeah, so we'd like try and link it closer to the Alien franchise.
Yeah, well,
than what Prometheus did.
I thought it was pretty much Prometheus with more alien content.
Yeah, that like, see, I enjoyed Prometheus. Mm. I didn't enjoy Covenant at all.
Okay.
I thought Covenant was a shittier Prometheus.
Yep.
Anyway, sorry, continue.
No, that's all right. Well, like I said, I haven't seen Prometheus in a while, and I had to actually watch both trailers to go, have I actually seen Alien Covenant? Because they look pretty similar.
Yeah.
Well, my decision on it in the end was that it's perfectly fine. It just lacks the tension that, say, Alien or Aliens had. I thought the special effects were a little bit sketchy at times, so I'm not sure if that was where I was watching it from, but like some of the Xenomorph special effects didn't look great. I just thought the final act was really predictable. Like, I knew exactly what was coming in it. Just lacked tension throughout. I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, very flat tone across the board, yeah.
Like, even the so-called twist at the end, like, I saw that coming a mile away. So,
yeah,
that kind of put a dampener on that for me. But, look, I quietly enjoy the AVP series for what they are. Yes, they're not going to win an Oscar anytime soon, but that's a that's a tangent, by the way, everyone drink. But yeah, look, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. Now, speaking of not great, Alien Convergence.
I look so forward to this.
I'm glad someone does. This is listed as a ripoff of Alien Covenant. It's actually, like, the storylines don't have many similarities outside of having an alien creature. So Alien Convergence is about a group of disabled people who are piloting jet fighter planes mentally with, like, a special helmet. So they're not physically in a cabin, they're flying it with a special helmet. While they're doing that, a meteor crashes to the ground and releases this big alien dragon, and it starts terrorizing the general population. So the next hour and a half is them trying to figure out how to take it down. So there's a lot of talking in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of the alien dragon. Yeah. When there is, it looks like it's been made by a special effects starter pack.
I like that.
Looking at the poster for the movie, the alien dragon looks nothing like the alien on the poster. Not even close. Straight off the bat, I knew it was going to be horrible. Like, there's nonsensical footage accompanying the opening credits. I think the acting in this one probably has to be the most horrible out of the three I've watched for this segment so far. Even the script and direction, God, it was... I wanted to turn it off. That's how bad it got.
But you sat through it?
I sat through it.
Yep.
I may have been prepping for other stuff while I was watching it, but I sat through it.
You're multitasking. That's fair.
That's correct.
I did that while watching... the Turkish Star Wars.
Yeah.
I was wrapping Christmas presents.
The man who saved the world. Yes, so Alien Convergence, do not watch. Not that anyone would have watched it anyway, but yes. That thus concludes my blockbuster then mockbuster segment. Anyone have any further thoughts to add on that?
I'm just looking at the poster.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it looks cheap. Like, I can see they've designed a poster, but I can't imagine a creature looking anything like this.
Well, you'll probably be able to get a screenshot if you Google images.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, there's a scene in it where they find the alien dragon hiding in a cave system. Now, the entrance to the cave is quite clearly man-made because it's a beautiful arch.
Yep.
They just stumble across and go, oh, there's a cave. Let's go in there. So they walk in there. They find a pile of, I think it's meant to be eggs, literally looks like a pile of rocks on green tissue paper covered in mud.
It is. I want it to be that. I want that to be exactly what they used and them to listen to this and, how do you know? How do you know that's what we did? It wasn't supposed to be that obvious.
I was writing my review on Letterboxd, and I noticed that someone had left a review on it that actually worked on the film, and they said, go and watch it. I worked on it. It's great. And I watched it, and I'm like, no, it's not great. Don't watch it.
Oh, spruik in his own film.
That's IMDb's problem. They get all the people that work on it and say, oh, this is a magnificent film, and it's utterly terrible. So, yes, do not watch. Let's move on to... This might surprise you, and this is going to lead into another segment. So, Hayden, I'm going to bring up again Hayden's anti-cast list, because I did think of another one.
Right, okay.
And I'm bringing this up because I want to set a challenge to the listeners again. So I want to get the listeners a bit more involved, and this is going to be multifaceted, right? So last episode, we encouraged people to contact you on your socials, ask you something. Problem is, what are they asking you? Just stuff in general. This is going to give them something to ask you or communicate to you with. So as it stands, Hayden's anti-cast list. So Melissa McCarthy, Amelia Clark, Shia LaBeouf, WWE's The Edge, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, I think we decided his name was.
Yep.
Megan Fox, Amy Schumer, there is one I remembered that is on your list that we didn't mention. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, look, she's definitely not as bad as the others. Like, I will watch films with her in it, but...
Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, that... yeah, no, we're not going down... I'm going to say that for another day. Look, she's definitely not as bad as the rest of the list, but yeah, she makes the cut. Yeah, I don't enjoy watching her.
Is there anyone else you could think of while I was rattling off those names?
Off the top of my head. I don't think so. No, not... I'll give it some more thought. I'll put together a list before the next episode, but I definitely know there's actors that I don't enjoy. I just need to sit down and nut it out.
That's all right. So I mentioned before that this was going to lead into something else, but it was also a means for listeners to get in contact with you. What I want listeners to do, collect this cast. I should have thought of that too. Are there any directors that you dislike? Won't watch a movie of theirs?
Oh, yeah, I reckon that McGee guy is a bit mad.
Guy that put a grinding halt to the Terminator franchise.
Yeah, he sucks. Michael Bay's really getting there.
You'll still watch something of his though, won't you?
I think it's been a while though, and I haven't enjoyed any of it. But yeah, I'd say we'll say McGee.
Cool. One's good enough for now. So, listeners out there, create a movie for us, for Hayden. It has to be directed by McGee and stars at least four of the list. Send your movie ideas starring these people and directed by McGee to Hayden. His social media details are Twitter at BUSTAGambit or Instagram BUSTERGambit. I would love to know what you all come up with.
And, do you want an original idea? Like
and,
an original film?
It can be anything.
Okay.
They can decide that all these people are going to be in a remake or a reboot, or it can be an original idea. Doesn't matter. Don't care. And it can be, if anyone knows the episodes and knows the movies that Hayden loves, like The Goonies, imagine a Goonies movie directed by McGee starring all these people.
I'd firebomb someone. I'd start with McGee, then work my way down the list.
And then the best one, Hayden will select the best one, and we'll send a mock write up to Lee Patch so he can try and review it.
All right. How's that sound? I'm enough on board with this. It sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun.
Just don't tamper with the Goonies.
Well, I brought up.
I don't ask for much.
The Goonies is now null and void. I've brought it up, so it's no longer an original idea.
Yeah, everything else is fair game.
But this depends on you, the listener. Let's get involved. Send your ideas to Hayden on those. Yes, this is the end of part one. Stay tuned for part two, coming soon. Facades as a commoner, edited in the uncredited extra. Don't you envy my success or the references I tour, glamorous and poor, not high off the nickel bag, high off the corner store. La 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 la.
Hello.
Bob, 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 bob.
Testing.
Hello.
Testing.
Hello.
Boobies.
That sounds pretty good to me. Ah la la.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. Just clearing the old larynx. All right.